previously on the Mike Knox Show.
You know, what we flocking on? And since you know we're gonna talk about flocking, let's go ahead and
let's bring on the flock master.
Let's bring on the flock master. But first,
Charlotte Flair is the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
There it is, guys. We got merch. Y'all been begging and waiting for oh so long, anticipating this thing like a Cool J song.
Now, you cannot talk about flocking without bringing the flocking king on.
Flock away, sir. Flock away.
Flock away.
Go flock yourself.
Yeah,
go.
Listen, I'm tired of flocking waiting for him. I'm not flocking already.
I gotta tell you, and I gotta ask, I'm gonna start with Mike. Why is it that anything with Will Ospreay or even Daniel Bryan, why is the sentence greatest of all time?
I didn't say that shit.
I didn't say you did.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, why did those three
I can tell you why.
Come up?
You know why.
No, I don't.
Because they hate the WWE.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah, Perfect Plex Radio, we about to go live on him. Mike Knox, that's with three X's cause he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready?
Ready?
Let's go! After Monday Night Raw, what you getting in? Perfect Plex Radio, gotta listen in. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, it's a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You can call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio, simply, we about to give y'all something special. You ready?
Ready?
Let's go!
Hey, Mike. Mike, we can't hear you. Mike, we can't hear you.
Thank you. Thank you. Because I had it muted for a reason, because I had the kids in the background. Because you know what? I'm not a loser. I'm not a nugget. But welcome to the Mike Knox Show, guys. And today on the Mike Knox Show, I will do everything I can to not be what they call him today, a fuckboy, right? That's a saying, right? Excuse me, mama, I apologize, but this is a show for the intelligent wrestling fan, and we're all adults, right? So I will, you know, let's be honest here, okay? Today on the show for the intelligent wrestling fans, 15 years, I will talk about some bullshit. I will talk about the most important thing, and that is the WWE draft and how it really sucks, right? You get excited every single year. You're like, yeah, the draft is coming. And then they give you what we had on Friday Night SmackDown. I will talk about what you guys are saying. Not me, but you. Becky Hogan? Wow, I know I called her Bianca Cena, but I called her Bianca Cena out of respect. But you guys are calling her Becky Hogan out of disrespect. Okay? So we'll talk about that today as well. And also the question I posed you today. Is Tony Khan killing his own product? Is Tony Khan killing All Elite Wrestling? Because a lot of things have happened down the pipeline, if you will, so to speak, this past couple or past 7 days since we've been here on wrestling and talking, as this is the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. But what's most importantly is, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you, Vaughn. You are someone who has been with me for almost a decade. Okay? Close to a decade. You are someone who I respect. I respect your belief. I respect your faith. I respect all of that. And with me saying that, I would just add this.
Breaking news. This just in. The thoughts and opinions of Mike Knox solely belong to Mike Knox and does not represent Unpopular Reviews Wrestling in any way. Now back to the show for the intelligent wrestling fans.
Just to get this bullshit out the way, okay? Because I don't want to dwell on it, right? He says he's giving me clout. I don't need your clout. What the fuck is his name? Sean Ross Sapp, okay? You want to put out a DM that I DM'd you and said, hey, I want to join your team? Let me keep it honest with you guys. No matter what you write, whether you like Mike Knox's opinion or you don't like Mike Knox's opinion, the one thing that Mike Knox has always done is tell the fucking truth. You know why I tell the truth? Because as a kid, I was a liar. I did. I was. I used to lie to my mama, my grandmama. May they all rest in peace. I did all those things as a kid. As an adult, I realized that being a liar, you lost friends, right? So either you like me or you don't like me. And unfortunately, I live by the gospel according to Turtle from Entourage. I like to be liked and I hate to be hated then, okay? So unless I actually give you a reason to hate me, I don't want to be hated. I don't want to be hated. So I say what I say and I do what I do because I frankly don't give a shit. If you don't like it, listen anyway. That's the motto, right? Welcome to the barbershop where barbershop talk meets radio, right? Y'all all seen the movie Barbershop, right, Vaughn? They seen the movie Barbershop. If they haven't, shame on you. Okay? Shame on you. I've been doing this for far too long to actually give two shits about you think I'm trying to get clout or not, right? Shout out to the Sandman, who we've had our beef in the past, and we come from that. And shout out to certain friends. They got thick skin, Vaughn, so I'm going to name them, right? KME, Christopher Epps, those guys, right? Hugo. Am I trying to get a job with the WWE? Well, shit, why do you think I'm doing this? I'm trying to get a job with any wrestling promotion that wants to give Mike Knox a job. Okay? Let's just keep that fair and honest. Can we be honest and fair about that? Okay?
Is it the barbershop? Yes, it's the barbershop. Yes, I mean, we can't talk straight in the barbershop. Then where can we talk straight? We can't talk straight nowhere else. You know, this ain't nothing but healthy conversation. That's all right.
You got to tell
who the pop doc. Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop. What you going on here? Is it the barbershop? Is it the barbershop?
It is.
I mean, we can't talk straight in the barbershop. Then where can we talk straight? We can't talk straight nowhere else. You know, this ain't nothing but healthy conversation.
Clearly. I wanted to play it twice for a reason, Vaughn. Okay? And what's going on, Charmaine? Okay? What's going on, Jeffrey? What's going on, the Noxers that are out there? As Jeffrey likes to say, I'm a keeper of buck. Okay? What's his name? And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not saying this to discredit the brother or nothing like that or the guy. He's not a brother. He's not my brother. Okay? Sean Sauce Rap, whatever the fuck your name is. Okay? I sent that inbox to WWE, to Fightful, to Busted Open Radio, to AEW, TNA, to any wrestling promotion. It's like an artist, a rapper or a singer giving their demo tape or inboxing someone to find out, are you the right person to get this in the hands of? No bullshit. I literally have no idea who the fuck you are. Besides, you work for fucking Fightful. I don't know who the fuck you are. Okay? Except for people follow you. You got somewhat of a like Dave Meltzer. Hey, Dave Meltzer, fuck you. See? Same thing applies. Following base. So I sent a message to you. But my problem really is with someone who I thought was an associate friend. Keep the key words that I say here. Associate friend, which means we're friends by association. Okay? I post in a group. So, that's open ending. If I'm accused of anything, according to like even Dice Man would say, I'm accused of leaving it open ending. But before I even start any further, shout out to my crew backstage holding me down. Shout out to King Von Jr. That's 301 King Von Jr., the Victorious Ones podcast. And you are tuned into Unpopular Reviews Wrestling, the Mike Knox Show. Okay? Let's just get that out the way so we can get on with the formalities, as they say. Okay? And yet again, once again.
Breaking news. This just in. The thoughts and opinions of Mike Knox solely belong to Mike Knox and does not represent Unpopular Reviews Wrestling in any way. Now back to the show for the intelligent wrestling fans.
Simply, Mike Knox, back to you. Okay? Shout out to TJ from General Hospital. Okay? When I say this, I mean this with the utmost, not really utmost respect, right? They say with all due respect. Well, with all due respect, Sean, fuck you. Okay? Because as a man, I tried to come at you and tell you that was not what it meant. I want to see who would thought it, if it was real or if it was fake. And instead of you being a real man, which you're not, you sit down and pee like my wife and my daughters, you come at me publicly. I inbox you privately, which I will share, and said, hey, why you so mad? Let's have a conversation like grown men. And you proceed to say, fuck me, fuck my family, fuck my life, I'm stupid, I'm an idiot. Last time I checked, I'm far from a loser. I got 4 children and a wife. My wife is a housewife, which means I make so much motherfucking money, my wife doesn't have to work. Do you have that life? My children are homeschooled because they're intelligent. I'm going to repeat that. They're intelligent. As this is the show for the intelligent wrestling fans. So for you to get so angry about what is quote unquote a fake tweet, was it really fake? Was it really fake? And y'all say, well, who are you? You said someone you're begging for a job. Begging would be, oh my God, oh baby, 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 please, baby, 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 please, baby, 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 please, can I have a job? I didn't do none of that shit. I said, hey, fan of yours, which I lied. Wrestling fan for over 40 years, which is true. Run my own podcast network for over 15 years, which is true. How can I join your network? I didn't say, how can I join your team? How can I join your network? Your network is Fightful, not you. Fightful is the network, and you're someone who works for the network. Now, before I go any further, this show is not about this pussy-ass motherfucker. Okay, so I'm going to digress. But I wanted to put this out there because you are trying to use your platform, not my platform, your platform to make it think that you are bigger than what you are. I said, oh my God, you got millions of people share this. Oh, my bad. Hundreds of people, because you're not that big as you think you are. Okay? You're not Chris Van Pelt. You're not Anawani. You're not none of those guys who are actually big. You're not Cheap Heat, Peter Rosenberg. You're not even Sam Roberts to me. Okay, so before you get your knickers all in a bunch and think you're who you are and say you are, if it's not true, then debunk it. Don't get mad about the situation and try to come at somebody like myself. Because what I'm not going to do, right, what your fan base wants to think I'm afraid because I blocked you and then I unblocked you because friends of the program, Tracy Murray and other great friends of the program told me, don't run from your bitch ass. I did that. We can handle this like two ways. The same way Day-Day said to Shannon Sharp. Simple. We can have a phone call like grown-ass men or your bitch ass can pull up. But I know one thing for a fact. Your bitch ass is not going to pull up. So you need to make a phone call and stop acting like a bitch. And to your bitch-ass minions, I'm going to call his name out because I don't give a fuck right now. Yo, extra that's not named Nico, fuck you too. Because you sent him the tweet or the fucking inbox that was not really real or telling the whole story to try to put yourself over. Let me say something to you, young punk ass. Because association is just that. Friends by association. You're not my friend. We know someone that we're associated with that makes us friends by association. You got 6 million motherfucking impressions, but your radio shows get 15 fucking views. No offense to my man King Von backstage. He gets more views than you. Okay? My collision show on Sundays and Saturdays get more views than you. How about that for a fucking tweet? You want to come at me? You know my number. You can call me, but you're too much of a bitch ass to do so. Now, on to your regularly scheduled program. I digress. Because you're not worth my stress. Okay? Now, the WWE draft was this past weekend, y'all. Did y'all watch that shit? Did y'all see the WWE draft? That's all I want to know. Oh, I got time today. I got time today, Jeffrey. I got time every day. Okay? I got time every day. Okay? I said his name wrong, Vaughn, when I said Chris Van Vliet. Okay. That just shows you I don't know who the fuck these people are. Okay? Right? I'm not one of them guys that sit back and watch and listen to every single podcast. You know why? Because when this shit got started, I was in the forefront. The reason why I'm not as big as I am because I got morals. I'm not going to say the N-word on purpose. I'm not going to curse just to curse on purpose. I'm not going to put out dirt. And as a matter of fact, Michael Smith, am I not the leader of the hashtag Death to Dirt Sheets? So why would anybody think for 1 second I thought this shit was real? You know what? Here's a shot to your bitch ass. To all the bitch ass motherfuckers out there, here's to you. How about that? Okay? Hashtag Death to Dirt Sheets. Okay? I don't do this. Okay? So, unlike the dirt sheets that put your bullshit out there that you refuse to debunk, that if it's not true, then why you so damn mad? I just wonder. What's going on, Eric? He ain't no he ain't taking no face. He don't want to face me. I'm 49 years old in August. I got two bad knees. I am out of shape. But your girl don't think so. You don't like it? Listen anyway, okay? Listen, the WWE draft for this past week, but that's okay. We'll get that to a second, okay? But this shit right here, this shit right here, son, AEW last week. Now, listen, I gotta say this. I'm going to be honest with you. Is Tony Khan killing his own company? Like, comment below. Let me know, okay? The Ringer over Sean Rapp. Jobber tears over my... Yo, Vaughn, fuck that. Mike Knox over that motherfucker, okay? Shit, you give everybody else credit, but you're on this show. Give me the credit. Give yourself the credit, okay? Okay? AEW, is Tony Khan killing his own baby? All right? My man Jack Perry comes back, a.k.a. Dillon McKay Jr., comes back. That's great news. That is phenomenal news, right? This is the card you give me. Swerve Strickland is the first ever African-American champion in AEW history. I'm going to repeat that. Swerve, whose house? No, this is Knox's house, but when I was a kid, it was Run's house, but on wrestling, it's Swerve's house, okay? And we get John Moxley versus Powerhouse Hobbs, which I love John Moxley. I wish his dumb ass didn't sign with AEW, okay, for another 3-year extension. I love Powerhouse Hobbs. I think Powerhouse Hobbs can be as good as Booker T in the black community for black wrestling fans. I think he's that damn good. But guess what happened on Wednesday? He got fucking hurt. Okay? We get Willow Nightingale. No offense to any DMV wrestling fan. I love the DMV. Without the DMV, I probably wouldn't be where I'm at. Okay? We may not be friends today, but I will never forget what Brian Waters and the wrestling realm did for me in my career. We may not be friends anymore, but I will still always have the utmost respect for that brother and his family and what they're trying to accomplish. So the DMV, the Wrestling Marks of Excellence, Fox Sports 1340 AM that put me on, 96.9 FM in Virginia that put me on, utmost respect for the DMV. So I have utmost respect for Willie Nightingale. No disrespect to her, or Bea Yam or anybody from the DMV. She does not deserve to have a championship celebration more than Swerve Strickland. Okay? But we got that. We get best friends. Who's the best? Like, no offense, in the words of Kevin Nash, are you in even shape, bro? Are you really in shape, bro? Meanwhile, this is the call where we got Swerve Strickland taking on Kyle Fletcher. What the fuck is this? Why is this man wrestling after he just debuts and wins the AEW championship? This man came out like Killmonger, which means he was setting a precedence. Oh, shit. They go over it. You motherfuckers don't understand. Precedence, which means he's setting a table. He's setting a bar. As I am the champion, I am here. I am here now. MJF, he ain't going to sign with WWE. He didn't come back in Dynasty because he's hurt. So here's your champion for the future right now. But here's my problem with Mr. Tony Khan. He tries to constantly say, and I'm sorry, Tony, right? Because with all due respect, if you were to give Mike Knox a call right now, 302-494-3651, there's my phone number there, people, there it is. I give it out on air. I'm like Mike fucking Jones, Vaughn. Mike, 302-494-3651. There's my number. There it is. Okay. If you're trying to holler at Mike Knox, then holler at Mike Knox. Okay, yeah, listen, Tony, you said some fuckboy shit, okay? You did some fuckboy shit. You constantly say you're not Vince, but you so act like Vince, okay? Jack Perry comes back. An amazing day. An amazing day for Jack Perry to come back. They beat your ass, the so-called elite. They turn on you. Jack Perry turns on you. The Young Bucks, the Bucks of Youth. Okada. Question, Eric said to me today in the Wrestling Council, why do we care about Okada? Because he's Okada, right? He's not really doing shit, but he's Okada, so you want to think he does better. They come out, they beat your ass, and there you are hurt. To sell the story, which I thought this was fine. No, nonetheless, although you didn't give no respect to Swerve Strickland, who should have, Wednesday night in Jacksonville, and we had our very own Dan the Man and Vince LaSpaza, y'all saw my last week on Mike Knox, so we did the Dynasty show. We're there in the building, including that bitch-ass motherfucker named Nico Extra. I'm going to say your bitch-ass name all day. All day, I'm going to call your bitch-ass out, because what you did was some bitch-ass shit.
Breaking news. Since Justin shots have been fired, what is the actual breaking in the news? Now back to the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. Mike Knox, back to you.
When I'm telling lies.
I'll wait. I want your bitch ass and your bitch ass falls to come at me. Okay? So anyway, he goes on, he finally does something good for his company, Tony Khan. And then he goes on NFL Network. You got a chance to be on NFL Network. We're talking about the most profitable company in the North America. The NFL, the National Football League, not the no fun league, not Negroes for Life, but the NFL. And you go and say, and I quote, because this is what he said. I didn't say this. He said this. We're like Pepsi of pro wrestling. Are you really? Personally, I like Coke better. Okay. But I know a lot of people like Pepsi, but I'm a Coke guy. Not the Coke you do, but I'm a Coke guy. Okay. That's what it is. Sorry, Tony, I'm sorry you do Coke. Okay, clearly you do Coke. We're up against a real evil juggernaut. WWE is our competitor. That's who we're facing. AEW is like the Pepsi of pro wrestling, and the WWE is the Harvey Weinstein of pro wrestling. I'm really proud of what we do down here. Hey, Vaughn, I don't know if I should take a commercial break right now or later. Okay, because to name anybody Harvey Weinstein is basically saying you're a rapist. It's basically saying you're a low-down piece of shit human. Okay? Because what Harvey Weinstein has not only been accused of, okay? But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Vaughn, proven guilty of is a bunch of fuckboy shit. Come on, Tony. Even your own fan base. What's his name? JD from New York, right? He's one of your biggest supporters. Even they're coming at you. No one thought you saying, first you showed the footage, which made you say you're a fuckboy, of CM Punk and Jack Perry that didn't show nothing that what CM Punk said was honest. And now this. And I listen, I'm a CM Punk mark. Let that be known. I am a mark of CM Punk, right? He can't do no wrong in my eyes. But even his biggest fan base would tell you, you on some fuckboy shit. Okay? I'm going to repeat it. It's what he said, y'all. I didn't say this. We are the Pepsi of pro wrestling. We're up against a real evil juggernaut. WWE is our competitor. That's who we're facing, AEW. It's like the Pepsi of pro wrestling, and WWE is the Harvey Weinstein. They came at me on Twitter, Vaughn, and I could be accused of defamation of character, and someone can come at me about what I said about that pussy-ass motherfucker who I'm not going to say his name no more. Really? All I did was share a tweet that we still don't know if it was real or not. Right? But this is real. You said this on television, on cable. I can't say national television, right? Because national means free. On cable television, on the NFL Network, you said these things. Come on, Tony. You got to do better than that. You're better than that, Tony. Be better than that. We'll be right back here on Unpop Review, the Mike Knox Show, y'all.
We got a backstage interview here.
Renee Paquette.
When is it not Renee? mind you, I have zero wrong with Renee. I mean, listen, all you guys out there know, even watching me and watching us, I don't not like Renee. I just think she's overused.
I mean, every match has her afterwards.
Every single.
Can we do Cactus Katie segments? No, like backstage with Cactus Katie?
We're going backstage with Cactus Katie, a.k.a. the Batgirl.
I may have to change my background for that one.
Can you change your background, please?
I don't know.
You have like a bat cave or like
are you in Mexico? What are you doing?
No, Israel.
Oh, this is Israel?
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you have the 50 Shades of Grey background?
No, that's just my normal background.
Oh!
I love this one. Last time Dan was like this was when you and Jack and Shay was reviewing Collision and Shay kept beating. You're damn right. You're damn right. Because you know what? I don't need to hear a little beep, beep, beep.
Hey, did the roles reverse from last week? Are you lit and I'm not?
Oh, maybe, Vincent. Maybe.
Finally, somebody else decided to get lit.
Let's go. Got my blood pressure going through the roof right now. I don't know what's going on.
No, scratch it. Jugs Bruce got squashed. No, he literally did get squashed. Because I got it. You wanted to get that word out there. Dominated. But no, he didn't really get dominated. He got out. He really held his own out there. But I think also, too, you have the
three broken ribs.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. So that's fine.
Listen, we had 100%. And it was, and he barely got any licks in. Then you could say he got dominated.
Yeah, put the whole emphasis on it. You got. Come on, Russell Dog. You got dominated. You got to make sure you get the whole move. You got even got to get the head motion.
That's why I like you, because you do it much better than I ever could.
Oh my God, you don't even know when I'm at work. Like I ran over a water bug. I said dominated, because he was in my way. I hate water bugs. They're just big and in the way. Hate them. They're gross.
Well, that's why you're blessed with you saying it. So.
Fantastic.
Breaking news. This just in, shots have been fired. I will say anything to get listeners. Because dirt sheets rule, and so does Dave Meltzer. I'm shaking my dang head. OMG Mike Knox, back to you.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Mike Knox Show. And shots have been fired, and I'm on fire. Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. Dice Man is finally here, so I ain't got to worry about these comments myself. Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. Welcome to the program. It's nice outside. Well, it's nice outside. Three things you should expect. I put up two fingers, though, right? You should expect sundresses, Okay? You should expect Dice being late because it's nice outside and he's a family man and he's single. And you expect Mike Knox to tell somebody to fuck off. Okay? Those are three things you should get ready for. Okay? What the WWE draft day two. Have y'all seen day one? I'm just saying. So, I asked the question. And I'm actually wrong. The WWE draft sucks. Okay, I'm going to tell you why. First of all, shout out to myself, okay? Because this picture is fucking sexy. All right, if y'all don't understand this picture, let me explain it to you. First of all, they walk in the building, all abs showing. First of all, half you fellas, including myself, ain't got abs like this, okay? And then they're so sexy, shout out to Back Day. Look at their backs. Look at the muscle. They're looking at themselves like, damn, our abs are great. Okay, and then meanwhile, you got the W boys being like, damn, let me look at that shit. That's how great this picture is. A story tells, a picture tells 1,000 words, okay? But then we got this WWE draft, and here's the problem with the draft. Shout out to executive consultant who right now, can we just call him consultant? Because he's not executive doing shit, right? He's actually stepped back to become an on-air talent. Right? So it's effectively, he's not doing the walking contradiction, okay? But we get the draft pool, right? And I said shout out to him because he made a point. If the entire draft of roster is open, then if certain people don't get drafted, you're going to say, well, why come they didn't get drafted? So they make these available pools so that each show can make sure they get good, mid, and bad superstars, right? But first of all, shout out to the cameraman on first of all, I said, did they hire some AEW camera people? Because I couldn't find a single picture of those thighs and them legs, okay? Because if I could, they would be here, okay? I couldn't find none, all right? So, shout out to Paul Heyman, which, by the way, this was ignored on SmackDown. When he came on, he started off SmackDown saying, the real tribal chief. That was his exact words. The real tribal chief, Roman Reigns, is exempt from this draft. He refuses to be drafted. He's a SmackDown superstar, and that's what he will be. But here's your draft pool. And we start off right here. Here's the rules of their draft that they had. On SmackDown, there would be 4 rounds, 16 total picks. On Raw, there would be 6 rounds, 24 total picks. That's tonight. Champions on each brand are protected, right? That's a good rule, sort of. Women tag team champions are eligible. Which, what does that exactly mean? So if Raw drafts them, SmackDown will never have tag team titles and vice versa? I don't get that part. SmackDown will pick first, which they did on SmackDown, and Raw will pick first on Monday, which they do tonight. Rosters lock on Monday, May the 6th. That means next Monday, the rosters will lock. The first overall pick, Bianca Cena. Okay? I say that in no disrespect. So for anybody out there listening, go, oh my God, Mike Knox just said some interesting. Jonathan Horatio Rodriguez Cena, arguably, not my GOAT, but arguably, in the world of WWE, is one of the biggest stars, if not the biggest star they ever had. So me calling Bianca Cena, Bianca Belair, that is a term of endearment. As a black man, the world went crazy with the TV or the movie Frozen. Both my black daughters wanted blonde ponytails. You know what I saw when I was at WrestleMania the last few years? White women, white girls wanting a black ponytail. If that don't tell you she's the fuck over, I don't know what else is. Okay? Point blank and simple. She will never be a heel because she's too much loved by fans. Okay? Your first overall pick, Bianca Belair. First overall pick from Raw, Jey Uso, the second biggest. No, I keep saying that second biggest shit, right? I'm wrong. I'm dead wrong. I'm going to say it right now. Yeet! It's me, Uso. Day one is the biggest face in the WWE right now, Jey fucking Uso. Your first pick from Raw. Second pick from SmackDown? Wow. It's not mine. It's his. And I always say, if you're going to steal something from somebody, give them the fucking credit. Okay? This man, Carmelo Hayes, is the second pick from SmackDown. If that doesn't tell you that he was the best thing in NXT, it don't matter the fuck I tell you. You don't like listening anyway. There's the proof in the pudding, so come get a taste. I know that you love it from the smile on his face. Okay. He comes out. He said, hey, I'm him. And I'm shooting my shot. Bring your punk ass out here, Cody. Let's get on. Bianca ranking up more accolades and will be a this shit. They definitely going to win the motherfucking tag team titles this Saturday. Is it this Saturday? Is this Saturday? Okay, at Backlash. Okay, they definitely going to win. All right. All right, I'm going to say this. If they don't win them titles, shit, I don't even know. Because I know they're going to win the titles. Okay? Joel Embiid ain't got Bell's palsy. How about that? And have you seen them interviews when he's talking about the Knicks? I'm not trying to make fun of Bell palsy. I'm just saying, it's kind of, that nigga, that motherfucker's eyes be going everywhere. Okay? Okay? So, Bianca Belair won. Jonathan Horatio Rodriguez Uso. I just made that up. Number one for Raw. SmackDown, Carmella. The second pick from Raw, which was a great pick from Raw, Seth freaking Rollins. Okay? Second round, Randall Keith Orton, Bron Breakker, Nia Jax, and Mid Morgan. I want to talk about Nia Jax for a second. Yeah, Vaughn, that's yours. I stole that from you. Okay. Calling her Mid Morgan, by the way. We have been begging. I mean, not begging, right? See, Sam Ross, no one's begging. We have been thinking and asking for a female member of the Bloodline, right? Nia Jax getting drafted to SmackDown tells me she might be in the Bloodline, right? If you're going to make a new Bloodline, what's the one thing they haven't had? A female. Who is, in my opinion, the most dominant female in wrestling? I don't give a fuck if you're the Eradicator. I don't care if you're the Man. I don't give a fuck if you're Mid Morgan. I don't care if you're Charlotte Flair, the greatest women's wrestler. They got my kids, by the way. Of all time! Doesn't matter. Nia Jax is the most dominant woman. Baby, I'm begging, baby. I'm begging, baby. Nia Jax is the most dominant female in wrestling. Hands down, in my opinion. It's not even fucking close. And have you not seen, no lie, I'm not sure if she got a tummy tug or whatever the fuck you want to call it. That woman lost like 60 fucking pounds. Okay? And I gotta be careful when I say this shit, right? Because I want to be honest at the same time of being careful. I like all women. Okay? As Martin would say, big nibbles, small nibbles, big titties, little titties, hairy coochie, blonde coochie. I said coochie, Vaughn. Don't get mad at me. Right? I don't care. But Nia Jax has been looking good when she lost that weight. And now I'm paying attention. My man backstage, Dice Man, be like, oh, you see them dimples? You see that hair? Oh my God. Every week, even her biggest stage, he was like, oh, shit. But now, Nia Jax is looking good. Nia Jax in the Bloodline just makes sense. If it doesn't make sense to you, then you're not an intelligent wrestling fan. Mike, I felt like the draft picks last Friday was not impressive. They wasn't impressive. They were trash. I 100% agree with you. Nia was the best draft pick on Friday. It could trigger Nia versus Jade. I'm with you there as well, Grandbody P. The two picks that made any sense was Nia Jax and Bron Breakker. Everybody else stayed put. It's why the draft is ass. At this point, right? And you can't be mad. It's the WWE, right? It's what they do. People don't understand that it's a business. And to make business means you must create some kind of buzz. As Jay-Z said, I like girls, 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 I do adore. Look at that. That boy reading good. Hey, Sam Rapp, you said I couldn't read. Fuck you. Okay. I'm sorry.
Breaking news. This just in. The thoughts and opinions of Mike Knox solely belong to Mike Knox and does not represent Unpopular Reviews Wrestling in any way. Now back to the show for the intelligent wrestling fans.
I'm just saying, right? Don't get Mike Knox confused with Unpopular Review. You got the Raw show tonight doing a watch-along. You got Tuesday night show with the Wrestling Doll, right? You got Wednesday with the AEW. I call it White Boy Wednesdays. Oh, shit, is that racist? Maybe not, but it's true. Okay, we get Thursday's Top 5. We got Saturday's the SmackDown Penitentiary.
Welcome to the SmackDown Penitentiary.
thick.
Don't get it confused. Don't get confused. I'm on the fuck Nico train too. So fuck Nico, courtesy of the Zia Salad guy.
Oh, somebody put that in the chat?
That's me.
Okay, well, fuck Nico. Okay, right. So all I'm saying is this, people, that the draft sucked ass. Okay, it did. It wasn't good. Round three, LA Knight. I mean, like, was that surprising anybody? It didn't surprise no. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. If it was to be a roster, I would shoot my shot with Nia and Tamina. You nasty. Okay, you like old women. No offense, I'm old, so you can't be older than me. You can't have no belly bigger than mine in the bedroom. Okay, it's only room for one belly in my bedroom. Okay, and that's mine. Okay, Ricochet, the blonde line get picked. Fifth. Hold on. Let me kind of one, two. Are yeah, like fifth. Right, huh?
Are you frozen right now?
Am I? Okay. Give me a second. Give me a second. It's okay. Thank you for saying that. That's what you're here for. Okay. New camera on the way. Okay. There we go. We back. All right. All right. New camera on the way. It's actually the camera. It's the fucking plug. I don't know what the fuck it is. Okay. All right. I try to keep my feet still, but I get so excited. Okay. And then Sheamus. Now, can I be honest? That's all I ever am anyway, right? Hashtag depth of dirt sheets. Hashtag fuck you, Dave Meltzer, right? Hashtag fuck you, those who don't know how to read the whole entire story. Hashtag fuck you for those who think they're bigger than me, but they're not. Hashtag fuck you because you got 6 million impressions, but got 15 views on your videos, okay? I like Sheamus. I'm a Sheamus mark, but I'm not picking Sheamus like my 6th overall fucking pick for Raw. That made no sense. A, because he just came back. Right? No one's checking for Sheamus right now other than, oh, it's a good wrestling match. I'm going to hear some chops and some, what they call the bells, the toll the bells, whatever the fuck the shit is called. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just don't get it. When Ron Simmons can come out and tell you one thing and one thing only. Damn! It was a bad pick. Okay? So then in the fourth round, we get, first of all, how the fuck is AJ Styles going after Sheamus? That makes no sense. Okay, Andrade is moved. So we get Bron Breakker moved to Raw. We get Nia Jax moved to SmackDown and Andrade moved to SmackDown, which Andrade's not a surprise. I think Nia Jax was sort of a surprise, but not really. When you think about, we've been waiting for a female bloodline member. Alpha Academy and then Kiana James. If I can say anything was surprising, I would think that was a surprising pick of the night. Was Kiana James moving? If I'm thinking the second NXT started to move, you got Carmelo Hayes was first, then Kiana James. That shocked me. That tells you what they think of her backstage. Meanwhile, on SmackDown, we get Cody face-to-face in a contract signing versus the phenomenal one, AJ Styles. We get shout out to Back Day, as my wife would say when it came to Michael B. Jordan. And shout out to the cameraman, which I wish I had a better picture. If somebody got one, please send it to me ASAP. Rocky, okay, of these girls doing their thing. Yeah, Kiana James surprised me too. We get Carlito being outed as the one who turned on the LWO. We got Selena Vega. I can't remember these names, so don't judge me, but I do play the things. The character from Street Fighter, the girl that she looks like right now, because she does a lot of cosplay that people, if you're not a fan of these things, you won't know what she's doing. This is clearly a cosplay that she was doing in the ring on Friday, but Carlito finally comes out and shows his true color, because I spit in the face of her people who don't want to be cool. I'm sorry, what is it?
Her name is Jury.
Jury. Like a jury that's hung?
No, J-U-R-I.
Okay, what he said. Okay, so Jury. Well, I knew it spelled differently, but I would say I pronounced it the same. Thank you, Bad Guy Jack. Okay, then we get Kevin Owens going after the bloodline. My man, Solo Sikoa, your tribal chief, not my tribal chief, but your tribal chief. Okay, going at it. And now we got Rated RKO talk show coming next week as... That's who they're coming at. Look, dead body. Listen, I can't take Randy Orton being a face for too much longer. I'm just being honest, yo. Randy Orton is not a face. I know we say you're only as good if you can play a face versus a heel. It's Randy Keith, or it's Randall Keith Orton. What the fuck can he not do? Right? Can he go back to being a heel already? Heel Orton is goated. Face Orton? I didn't like him with RK Bro, and no offense against Matt Riddle. Love Matt Riddle, good guy. Met him at WrestleMania. Took pictures with my kids and my uncle. Love him. He's a face. Randy Orton is not a face. Okay. Then we get Tiffy Time taking on Naomi. My daughter says she hates Naomi's new theme song. Who else hates Naomi's theme song? Comment below. Let me know. Then we get Nia Jax showing up after getting drafted to beat up Naomi. A lot of filet mignons going on the ring, whether you like your chops big or pork. They're right there in front of you. And then we get the prettiest moonsault ever as Tiffany Stratton puts her signature on that, as well as Carmelo Hayes, who challenged Cody Rhodes. And Cody Rhodes accepted the challenge, having a match that didn't matter because we knew Cody Rhodes was going to win. And there was my daughter, which annoyed the fuck out of me on Friday. Oh, my God! Cody won! We didn't know that! Like, come on, girl. I love you. And she can hear me in the background. I get it. You're an intelligent wrestling fan. From one intelligent fan to another, you don't all have to tell me that you're so intelligent. We knew Cody was going to win. I need to hear it in the back of my ear. Okay. AJ Styles and have their face off, and that is that. We shall be right back with the Raw review and finish up the day here on the Mike Knox Show. We'll be right back, y'all.
They won't accept Liv Morgan. But you're going to Maxxine Dupree?
Oh, shit. Anyway. It might be because they're in Europe and they don't know how to fix. Wow. That's crazy. Okay. Okay. Yo, now, Monday's going to be wild. Let's see what kind of bullshit they come up with. All right.
Picking up, telepathically, you was picking up what I was about to put down. We are going into the goodness gracious great ass of fire part of the show, because it was nothing but beauty on this screen. Even Oscar with that makeup in the back. I love me some Oscar, but we love King Kota over here a little bit more.
My point is that I like how they did it there instead of like backstage or in the ring. And the audience is also a part of it. You know what I mean? Like, this is different.
So we get these luscious ladies. Who put that? Who? Yeah, George. Two scrumptious chocolate cakes, extra fudge, amazing. Extra ooey gooeyness. Oh God! Mm-hmm. If Mike was here, he would be doing the CEO dance right now.
Mm-hmm. Yo, amazing.
Breaking news, this just in, shots have been fired. I will say anything to get listeners, because dirt sheets rule, and so does Dave Meltzer. I'm shaking my dang head. OMG, Mike Knox, back to you.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
And it's just, I hate to say it, it's just a lot of fun to play.
Listen, y'all, listen, I love what I do. I love you. If I don't say your name every week, I want to say this because Dice is very good at this. I'm not, because to me, I think some things are self-explanatory, but maybe they're not, right? I thank you for the support. I thank you for the backing. I even had a conversation with my nephew yesterday. We had like a little disagreement in our Discord, and then he came out and we called each other. He said, damn, as I was calling you, you were calling me, and I misunderstood that, and I apologize, and I apologize to him for some things. This whole thing, it really got into my feelings, because do I want to make it? Absolutely. But I'm not here to smear nobody's name. I didn't make up the tweet. I didn't do none of those things. I shared what I put, and I put it as a, is this or is this not? Right? I said this when he wasn't here. He's here now. I'm going to say it again so he can hear me. The only problem I did wrong here was I put so, which left an open ending. I didn't believe it was true for a second. But in the words of my friend Micah, if it was true, no one gave a shit. Truth be told, right? The blacks are on top of wrestling. The difference is that I can say that because I'm black. Okay, that's the difference. But the brothers are on top.
Can I ask you a question? I know you went through this.
Yeah.
But what is offensive about that? It's not like it's the N-words on top.
Correct. I tell you what it is. And I know we are two different kind of spectrum of pro-blackness. I'm not saying you're not pro-black, but I'm extreme, you're mid, right? When it comes to pro-blackness, it's frowned upon to say blacks if you're not black. It's like saying blacks can't be racist. Now, in all due respect, that's the dumbest statement in the world. But with all due respect, it's a factual statement by the definition of racism. Okay, that blacks can't be racist. Okay, so that's what it meant. And that's why I didn't understand why he was so upset. Right? And he came at me so negatively that I was on the phone with you. Tracy called me. I had some people call me. And what you, and I get this, you know, and you said this to me. I said, yo, I didn't hear you speak for me publicly. You say, well, I ain't gonna lie to you, Mike. I don't do Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So my Twitter followers wouldn't help you out in defending you. You know what I mean? And my response was, you know, you always say, everybody gets mad about dirt sheets, this and that. And my phone right here. Okay, it's pretty dirty, but in my phone, right? And look at my wife. Look at it right there. So sexy and fine, right? I can call Rikishi. I can call, I could call, may he rest in peace, Shad Gaspar, right? I can call Road Dogg. I can call Shane Helms. I can call Kenny Anderson, all-star NBA Hall of Famer soon to be. I can call Tracy Murray. Because of Vaughn, I've been retweeted and followed by Barry Sanders, Chris Jericho. I'm not out here to fake nothing. I'm not here to smudge Jericho anybody's name.
To a Sue. I remember that.
Friend of program, Vicky Guerrero. I've been doing this. I don't have to make a fake tweet to put myself, Shawn Michaels. I don't have to say things just to say things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've lost real friends, or, you know, so-called real friends, over my opinions about, because I won't bow down to their thought process of what wrestling should be, right? Dice and I argue on a daily basis. I mean, every fucking day, if you're a part of our Xbox chat, you will hear us bicker over some shit like two grown men, the Muppets. That's me and Dice Man, okay? Because, and I said, he can right now tell me it's 87 degrees in Florida, and I live in Florida. I'm going to go Google the shit first before I say, oh, it is 87 degrees. And that's just who Mike Knox is, right? It's nothing against anybody else. That's just who I am, okay? So I don't have to put you down to put myself over. I don't have to. What got me was they said, oh, you made a fake tweet. If you look at Michael's Twitter, it's either me saying, go Cubs, go Flyers, or go Phillies, or whatever the fuck it is, sports teams, or I retweet shit. I don't tweet out daily ever. Okay, so if we need to go out here and say I did this, this was a perpetrated move by a bitch-ass motherfucker named Nico Extra, who wants to put out himself over. Guess what, dude? I'm going to say something nobody ever said to your face before. You're a dick. Oh, you didn't know that? Okay, let me say it a different way. You're an asshole. And guess what? Let's have a toast for those who's an asshole, because I'm an asshole. But I'm calling you an asshole because of this. You strategically clipped out everything else about the conversation to get yourself over. And no matter how many times you go to wrestling and you sit front row because you stole the seat. I know that because I stole my seat at WrestleMania because of you. Stole the seat. You didn't pay for them fucking seats. You don't pay for them seats. You know why? Because you want the world to think you're rich, but you're not. You're not no better than me. You moved down and got a closer seat. Nobody moved you. They like you because you get good footage, but they don't like you. Because you know what? My numbers say they like me. Check out my last few weeks. Every one of my fucking shows hit over 1,000 views. Now, is that making it to the top? Absolutely not.
It's not, but it's more than Nico Extra combined.
Combined in your last seven shows. Okay? My fucking Saturday show gets better views than you. Okay? And I'm sorry, Chris. I'm sorry, Dan. I'm sorry, Vinny. Everybody who's friends of him in real life. I've been friends and friendly long enough. I ain't like you. She told me I was a piece of shit parent because I homeschooled my kids. What kind of person tells another parent? First of all, you're not even a parent. You're a fucking dog father. To tell a parent to his face that I'm not shit because I homeschool my kids. Because I don't want my kids going to school to get molested. I don't want my kids going to school to fucking have to be the peer pressure of sex, drugs, and not good rock and roll. Come on, man. I'm going to move on. SmackDown, we talked about. Raw, they call her Becky Hogan. I don't even quite understand it, to be honest with you. Are they saying this because she's like when Hogan came back and he beat Yokozuna? Let me let people know, this is the show for the intelligent wrestling fan, which means we understand, even though we don't like something that happens, it's the business. That's what that ultimately means. That we're smart enough to understand that we may not get what we want, but sometimes the company has to do what's best for the company. Let me see. Your champion just got hurt. You got a draft coming up. You've already told people they're moving to different brands. And you just promised one girl she can go on vacation because her contract's run out in June. She's nowhere near okay. And I agree. 100% agree. But you say, hey, come back. I'll give you the title. Now, my daughter who vows to not watch Raw tonight, which I'm calling bullshit, she's going to watch Raw. Okay. Because she doesn't even like Becky Lynch. Why y'all turn on her so fast? Do you not see this picture? The crowd didn't give a fuck now. Granted, when you're at wrestling, it's different. When you're at wrestling, you cheer for shit you don't normally cheer for. I'm not an Undertaker fan, but at WrestleMania 28, I was cheering Undertaker Triple H because you're there. Let's talk about this right here. Damian Priest and the most overman in professional wrestling, Jey Uso meet face to face. And honestly, this is Jey Uso's greatest promo of all time. Greatest face to face of all time. That man said, and I quote, they put you against me because I'm supposed to be the guy that's supposed to put you over. No, you're the guy that's supposed to put me over. I'm that guy. I'm the motherfucking man, not you. And he wasn't lying, Damian Priest. If it wasn't for the fact that I don't think they're going to make him world champion, I would think they would make Jey Uso world champion. And honestly, they should make Jey Uso world champion because he's over more than Damian Priest. But here's the thing, y'all. Damian Priest has a face turn coming. And that's what stops it. Okay. Then we get my man Chad Gable calling out the Alpha Academy. He literally called Maxine Dupree stupid. Okay. He called her dumb. Okay. We got Body by Steak, which I just had a great steak ribeye for my wife and some Argentinian shrimp. Oh, God, they were good. With a baked potato. That's why I'm kind of heavy with my conversation today. Okay. Then Okawa with his dance. It's rare that the two face champions at the same time. Because technically right now it's not a face. Technically he's still a heel. But the face turn is coming. Right? But you're right. Very random do they do that. The New Day take on Imperium for the 38,000th time, but not really because I've seen Sting take on Ric Flair way more than this. But then we got what we thought was going to come. Future Endeavor, which I'm surprised his name hasn't been on the list yet. Da Vinci, that's what I'm going to call him. His name's not even worthy of me naming him right now. Okay? But Imperium's imploding, right? Davakovic is going to get drafted tonight to Raw. Everybody's saying Imperium. I think they should be right, and I think that is right. Then we get the – first of all, you knew Becky Lynch was going to win, but it was a fucking battle royal for the title. That's when I wasn't excited about this no more. Last week we left off saying, oh, you know, women's title match tonight on Raw. Check it out. It was a battle royal, right? Winner should have been Nia Jax. Nia Jax is the most, I'm going to say it again, I'm going to say it every single fucking time someone puts a microphone in front of my motherfucking face, is the most dominant force in female wrestling. Okay? Not Ronda Rousey, not Shayna Baszler, not Bianca Belair, not Rhea Thickley, not Bayley, not Becky Lynch. Okay, I'm not saying she's a better wrestler than them girls. I'm not saying she's a better microphone magician than these girls. But looking at her stature, her imposing her will, There is nobody more dominant than Nia Jax. And I'm going to just continue to say that. But it doesn't matter because Becky Hogan wins the title. Why does Becky Hogan win the title? Because that's who they want to be their champion. You can't be mad at that. That's their champion. For, believe it or not, she's not just walking on air. Okay? She is still widely popular. Her book has sold very well. Okay? People were actually mad at WrestleMania. She lost to Rhea Ripley. Although I was there, they wasn't. Nia or Liv would have even been better. Even Mitt Morgan would have been better than Becky Lynch, in my opinion. Okay? And only because the storyline says that Mitt Morgan could have been better than Becky Lynch. We knew Becky was winning when she made the long entrance into the ring. When she was backstage, you are absolutely right, Jeffrey. When she walked through Gorilla and all that shit, you knew it was over. It was
a really good segment.
It was a very good segment that if you didn't get your show on SmackDown, you'd have talked about that, but you wasn't here. You was being a father.
Yeah.
Okay, so get the fuck backstage. Okay, your show was Saturday. This is my show. Okay, and I like I can say that because if this is a Saturday show,
I'm just here for
like,
friendly banter.
See, that's it. That's it. See, if we're on Xbox, I wouldn't get none of those words out. He would just over talk me and yell. That's the only time I got time to yell. I don't have the energy no more to yell online. Okay, okay. So, but I would have to agree. Mitt Morgan would have been a better choice for me as a wrestling fan than Becky Lynch, but I understand it. Right? That's why I said, this is why this is a show for the intelligent wrestling. You have to understand wrestling. You have to understand that it's not about what you want or how you would fantasy book it, but what's best for business. And if someone say, what you mean? Like Freckle Sensei, who's going to join? Yes, I did say, Todd, there is a watch along tonight at 8:00 for Raw. We're doing our watch alongs on Mondays now. Okay? Me personally, I'll be watching wrestling, not watching along, but I'll be watching wrestling. Okay? But tune in to the show for the Intelligent Wrestling fans, because that's the network that I've helped, that I built. So you got Sherman, you got me right now, 6:00. You got the Wall Watch Along today as well. You got NXT on Tuesdays. We got White Boy Wednesdays on Wednesdays. We got the specials on the top fives on Thursdays. And we got SmackDowns on Saturdays. And guess what, y'all? That's just the wrestling portion. All right? We didn't tell you about the TV. So we got X-Men. We got Long Kiss Goodnight. We got Just One of the Guys. We got Out of Africa. We got Shit That Dice Say. Nobody giving a fuck about no goddamn Ocean's 11. And I said to Dice, fuck you. Okay? We can talk about Ocean's 11. All that stuff happens. But Becky Lynch wins the title. You got this idiot right here talking about, we are like Pepsi of pro wrestling. And we're up against a real evil juggernaut. The WWE is our competitor. That we're not facing AEW. It's like the Pepsi of pro wrestling. And WWE is like the Harvey Weinstein. Somebody fire that man for saying such dumb shit. Okay. Okay. Tony Khan.
Where's the outrage in that? Where's the outrage in that from cancel culture?
Thank you. They're nowhere. They're nowhere. Okay. You got the number one draft pick of all. I want people to understand how big this was. That Bianca Belair was the first overall draft pick. Okay. Because we talk beforehand. We talk backstage. We talk off air. Arguably to me. For me. I can't say arguably. For me, it's a no-brainer. Roman Reigns should be the number one draft pick. Okay? This is my camera. This is my microphone. This is my stream yard. This is my YouTube. Them are my fans. You stupid. There is no greater in-ring shit talker than Roman Reigns. I didn't say the best talker. I didn't say the best microphone skills. I said the best in-ring shit talker than Roman Reigns. That man can have a montage of the shit talking in the ring. And I put him up against The Rock. I put him up against all Stone Cold Steve Austin kept saying was, I beat your ass and stuff in my hole. That's all he said during the match. The Rock would say, I'll smack you. Roman Reigns? Because you're stupid. Okay? Roman Reigns was on a whole different level. I'm talking about more than just boats and hoes. Oh, it stopped? My bad. Get out of here with that bullshit, y'all. Listen, we better get up out of here. My name is Mike Knox. I am your host here now and forever will be. You can tweet it. You can talk about it. I'm done. 302-494-3651. That's my phone number. The only reason why I won't give it my address because I got kids. I'm always saying, don't do that shit. We can do two things. We can talk like grown-ass men or you can pull your bitch asses up. It's that simple. Listen, do me a favor. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God. I'm out of here. I love you. Peace.
Have the insights to do it.
Lose it. Bite my tongue for no one. I put you on blast. So all the news channels, y'all can kiss my ass. Another YouTube or Google me. Turn it up and play it. Cause many people think it. I just had the balls to say it.
Yo, 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 yo. It's crime time.
E-S-T.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man. N-W-O. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Von.
Hello there, everyone. This is King Von Jr., of the Victorious Ones podcast and Perfect Flex Talk Radio, here to give you The Week in Wrestling History. On April 29th, 1992, Ric Flair defeated Sergeant Slaughter in a match for the number one contender spot for the WWF Championship of the TV tapings for WWF Superstars of Wrestling in Rochester, New York. And Slaughter was kayfabe shocked by the Mountie with the new and enhanced shock stick to kickstart their house show feud of matches, where Slaughter would end up retired later that year. On the same day, 1996, the Ultimate Warrior defeated Isaac Yank and DDS in the main event of the live edition of WWF Monday Night Raw from Sioux City, Iowa, or whatever. The live edition also featured an interview segment with Shawn Michaels, counteracting accusations from Jim Cornette. You know, it's you know, as far as trying to seduce Diana, you know, that was out accusations. But of course, Shawn Michaels also defended the WWF title successfully against Stone Cold Steve Austin in a dark match. On that same day in 2007, at WWE Backlash in Atlanta, Bobby Lashley lost the ECW World Title when he was pinned by Durag Vince in 3-on-1 handicap match. Vince's partners were Shane McMahon and Umaga. John Cena retained the WWE Championship in a fatal four-way match against Edge, Randy Orton, and Shawn Michaels. And the last man standing match between The Undertaker and Batista for the World Heavyweight title ended in a draw. So, of course, on the same day in 2012, infamously, John Cena defeated Brock Lesnar in the main event of WWE Extreme Rules in Chicago. Of course, Lesnar would get the last laugh, you know, and 2 years later at SummerSlam. Suplex City match. Anyway, April 30th, 1977, Baltimore, superstar Billy Graham defeated Bruno Sammartino to win the WWF Championship and end Sammartino's second and final reign. On the same day in 2017, at WWE Payback in San Diego, Chris Jericho regained the United States Championship back from Kevin Owens. And so, of course, in 2018, Seth Rollins retained the WWE Intercontinental Championship against Finn Balor in the main event of Raw from Montreal. May 1st, 1981, 4 days after losing the NWA World Heavyweight Championship to Tommy Rich, Harley Race recaptures the title in Gainesville, Georgia. On the same day in 2000, of course, Edge and Christian debuted the 5-second pose. In 2003, Miss Elizabeth died as a result of acute toxicity in Marietta, Georgia. She was only 42 years old. Backlash 2005, Shelton Benjamin defeated Chris Jericho to win the Intercontinental Championship. In the main event, Batista defeated Triple H to retain the World Heavyweight Championship. May 2nd, 1987, AWA Superclash 2 took place in San Francisco as Kurt Hennig became the AWA champion by defeating Nick Bockwinkel. On the same day in 2005 on Monday Night Raw, Shawn Michaels defeated Shelton Benjamin in a Gold Rush tournament match, and that was when HBK hit Shelton with that spring. Sweet Chin Music after the springboard. As far as notable birthdays, May 2nd, Pat McAfee turns 37. The Rock turns 52. Big Boss Man would have turned 61. Of course, Demolition Smash turns 74 on May 3rd. Stu Hart would have turned 109. That's your week in wrestling history. Mike Knox, back to you.